And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. The help wanted sign is up at Oklahoma prisons. The department has openings for over 600 correctional cadets. The DOC's Matt Elliott says the legislature gave the officers a $2 an hour pay raise.
For the longest time, our pay rates for correctional officers was a big hamper for us to recruit people and have them stay. So now we have this pay increase, and we also have we have full benefits. We have health, vision, retirement, dental. The retirement's after 20 years, by the way.
Elliott says the officers are much more than prison guards. He says they have many other tasks. You must have a high school diploma and be at least 20 years old in order to enter the training class. Well, be careful if you plan to spend any time outside today. The temperature is expected to top 100 degrees. The heat index could go to 112. EMSA says cooling stations are open. We have a list of those stations on our website at publicradiotulsa.org. A weekend at the river turns tragic. 29-year-old Dewan Mayberry of Tulsa drowned over the weekend while trying to swim across the Illinois River at Tahlequah. A new issue is affecting Oklahoma baby boomers. Many are taking on the task of raising their grandchildren. It's an issue for about 97,000 Oklahomans. Now, organizations are springing up across the state to help families. Angie Doss is with Sunbeam, one such organization.
A lot of grandparents are living off Social Security. They maybe get $700 a month to pay for rent, pay for food, pay for utilities. And they were living on that before they had their grandchildren living with them. Now they have added expenses.
The boomers are filling the void when parents are incarcerated or dealing with addiction problems. Fire investigators are asking for your help if you know anything about two Tulsa house fires. The homes are right next door to each other near 7th and Lewis. Both caught fire about the same time yesterday. There were no injuries. Boil orders are up for people in Wayne and Valiant. The towns are over 100 miles apart in McLean and McCurtain counties. Routine tests, however, turned up traces of E. coli in both towns' water supplies. Our weather forecast, an excessive heat warning, sunny and hot. 101 for a high this afternoon, the heat index to 112. Now fair and 81. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.